Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Lighten the burdens of another along the way. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? 1 John 3:17. Jesus, who walked the earth as love personified, is rarely pictured in the Gospels telling another individual, "I love you." He didn't have to. His actions spoke volumes. To the poor, the lepers, the blind, the lame, the socially shunned. By dealing with their physical need, Jesus set the stage for speaking to their spiritual need as well. The world's calamity thus becomes the Christian's opportunity, a situation Jonathan Edwards addresses. Walk with Jonathan Edwards, a colonial American preacher and theologian in the 1700s. There are innumerable kinds of temporal calamities in which men and women need help. Many are hungry or thirsty or strangers or naked or sick or in prison or in suffering of some other kind. And to all such we may minister. By thus endeavoring to do good to them externally, we have a greater opportunity to do good to their souls. For when our preachings are accompanied with such outward kindness, it opens the way to give the preachings their full force. And we may thus contribute to the good of others in three ways: by giving to them those things that they need and which we possess, by doing for them and helping promote their welfare, and by suffering for them, aiding them to bear their burdens, and doing all in our power to make those burdens lighter. Today's New Testament reading is 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 through 24.
"For this is the message you heard from the beginning: we should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. This is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. If our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask because we keep his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his command: to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. The one who keeps God's commands lives in him and he in them, and this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us."
In the final analysis, what every person needs is Jesus Christ. But if an empty stomach, or a burdened heart, or some other pressing need is clouding the message, perhaps it's time for sympathy rather than a sermon. You can give that to others who might listen. You can help that others might hear. You can lift a burden that others might learn firsthand of your burden bearer. That kind of love is hard to resist.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.